Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Good morning. I'm Margiela Sword, Fox 2 with your St. Louis news, driven by Bomarito Automotive Group. St. Louis Congresswoman Cori Bush plans to introduce a bill today to help Alex Garcia. He is a construction worker from Honduras. He's been living at the Christ Church in Maplewood for more than 3 years to avoid deportation. His wife and five children were all born in the U.S. Congresswoman Bush wants Congress to grant him permanent residency. She calls America's immigration system broken and inhumane. She'll speak by Zoom today with Garcia and his wife, their legal team, and the church pastor. The fast-spreading UK variant of the coronavirus has been detected in wastewater samples throughout Missouri. A press release from the Missouri Health Department about the discovery offered few details, except that the variant was not highly prevalent in the samples. Since June, University of Missouri Columbia researchers working on the coronavirus sewage surveillance project have tested up to 59 community wastewater facilities across the state to detect the presence of COVID. From the Fox 2 Weather Department, early morning clouds will give way to abundant sunshine later this morning. It will be brisk this morning, but become breezy and mild by this afternoon, with high temps soaring into the 50s. Expect clear skies tonight with low temps in the 30s. Tomorrow will bring a hint of spring with sunny skies and temps jumping to near 60. There is a chance for some showers Friday and again late into the weekend.